感谢主，我哋又嚟到主嘅面前，愿意主嘅同在，今朝早显喺我哋中间，因为佢曾经应许过话，喺地上边有两三个人奉主嘅名聚会，佢哋就喺我哋嘅中间嘅。
Thanks again that we can come together before the presence of the Lord. And may his presence be manifest among us this morning, as his promise that when two or three are gathered together, that he is with us.
如果頭先弟兄姊妹做一啲嘅上嚟咧，你一定聽到咧，阿楷弟兄咧將嗰首感謝神嗰首詩歌播俾我哋聽。
If you came a little bit earlier, you would have heard our brother Kai. He had played for us the hymn "Thanks to God."
實在嘅，我哋好感謝主。無論我哋喺邊一個嘅環境，喺邊一個嘅時刻，主都係用佢嘅手嚟引導我哋，亦都保守咗我哋。
And indeed, we give thanks to the Lord that no matter what circumstance, what situation, he uses his hand to watch over, protect us.
好，趁着而家呢个时候，我请阿楷呢再一次嘅将嗰首嘅诗歌呢播出嚟，让我哋一齐跟住喺屋企跟住嚟唱。
We'll take this opportunity. We'll ask our brother Kai once again to play that hymn earlier. Thanks to God. So we can all listen and sing along at home where we are.
呢首嘅诗歌咧，其实喺我哋嘅诗歌本713首嘅。
In fact, this hymn is found in our green hymnary, hymn 713.
里边咧，俾我哋有好多唔同嘅境况好多唔同嘅际遇咁样样。
And in this hymn, we see that we are placed in many different situations, placed in many different circumstances.
但系无论喺边一个嘅环境，我哋都睇见神自己嘅手同埋佢嘅恩典将我哋带过嚟。
But no matter what environment we find ourselves in, we see God's hand who brings us through it all.
所以喺每一件事情嘅上边，我哋都感谢佢。
And in each situation, we ought to thank God.
好似喺第二節嗰度話，感謝神，我雖然經過風暴，但感謝佢，佢供應咗我。
In stanza two, it says, thanks for the storms that I have weathered. Thanks for all thou dost supply.
第三節說, 感謝神, 奔波, 或者是惆悵, 我們仍然有屬天的平安。
And in stanza three, it says, thanks for the joy and thanks for the sorrow. Thanks for the heavenly peace with thee.
是的,還有呢, 就是我們的盼望是什麼呢? 是直到永遠在主的面前敬拜祂。
And what is our hope in? It is through all eternity in the presence of the Lord that we can worship Him.
那所以最後那句話就是感謝神,賜明日的盼望, 直到永遠。
And as it says in the last line of the hymn, thanks for hope in the tomorrow, thanks through all eternity.
我想我們每一個人都有很多的事情是可以感恩。
I think for each one of us, we have many things that we can be thankful for.
但我自己到年尾的时候,我们回想回去过去一年,我们的生活,我们的人生。
But as we come to the end of the year, we reflect back on this past year and all the things that have happened in our lives.
这个是在主自己的引领和保守的底下的。
And indeed, it is by the guidance and protection of the Lord throughout.
那过去一年究竟发生什么事情呢? 大家都经历了,也都知道。
And so what has occurred this past year, we've all experienced it, we all know.
这个疫情将我们的生活完全的颠倒改变过来。
And this pandemic has completely turned upside down everything and changed everything.
这个疫情带给我们很多的不方便,很多的限制。
And this pandemic has brought about much inconvenience, a lot of things we cannot do.
最重要的是,你现在出街的时候,你都要戴个口罩,是吗?
At the very least, right now, if you are to go out, you need to put on a face mask. And this is something that you did not have to do in the past. And now you have to practice social distancing. You cannot be too close to other people.
你又不是好像以前那样随便喜欢去哪间餐馆吃东西那你就去。现在就不可以了。
And you can no longer just go to any restaurant you like and go eat there. You cannot do that now.
所以从前以为 没什么所谓的,也都没经过思想的那些行动。
Those things in the past where you didn't think too much about, you didn't, you took for granted, you didn't give it a second thought. Now you need to think carefully before you do.
但是很奇怪的一件事情呢,就是我们都好像是,虽然不是很愿意,但是都算是甘心情愿这样做。
But there is something that even though we don't seem too willing to, but we still do it.
那我就在想,究竟这个是为了什么呢? 是因为我们听话遵守命令啊,还是为什么呢?
And so do these things that now we now do, why is it that we do it? Because we are obedient, so we follow orders.
当然我们说我们要保守 自己又要呢,很安分守己,其实是为人,也是为自己的。
And we know that we have to take these measures and do it for ourselves, but we do it for others as well.
为了公众的安全,同时也是为了自己的健康,是吗?
It's for public health and for our own safety, correct?
讲来讲去呢,就是为了保命。
If we put it another way, it's just to protect, to save our lives.
使我哋唔染上病，使我哋唔会生病死亡。
And so that we do not contract anything and get sick and that we would die.
当然你话，哎，我系遵守命令嘅，政府话要我咁，咁我就咁咁。
Of course, we can say that, yes, we follow orders because the government tells us to do this, so we do it.
但无论如何，为着我哋嘅生命，为着我哋嘅健康，我哋要遵守、遵行呢一件嘅事。
And no matter what the reason is for, we ought to follow to do this.
因此咧，我觉得我哋作为基督徒，我哋要将呢个咁样嘅心思放喺属灵嘅追求嘅上边。
And as Christians, we ought to also take this kind of mentality and place this onto spiritual matters as well.
我哋要唔要介意好多嘅咩嘅规矩？唔介意我哋系受约束嘅。
That we should not care too much that we are being limited or hindered, or we should not worry about things that we need to do.
并且要保守我哋嘅心。
And we, in order that we need to protect our hearts.
保守我哋嘅心常在基督耶稣嘅里边。
That we would guard our hearts, that we would be constantly abiding in Christ.
箴言书四章二十三节嘅话，要保守我哋嘅心，胜过保守一切。
And in Proverbs 4:23, it tells us that we should guard our hearts above all things.
点样做法呢？
How are we to do that?
点样做先至话算系保守我哋自己嘅心？
What do we need to do in order for us to be considered guarding our hearts?
用最简单的一句话就是要凡事要连于耶稣基督。
And one thing is that we would constantly be connected, abiding in Jesus Christ.
让我们都在每一件的事情上面在每一样要做的事情的上面，我们都跟主连上关系。
That in all matters, in everything that we need to do, we would be connected with our Lord.
正如这首诗歌就说，若我们在一个风暴的里面，若我们在一个忧愁的环境，或者在一些的惆怅奔波的生活的里面，
that just as this hymn says, that no matter what, if we are in the storms or we are in pain or despair,
我们仍然的感谢神，仍然的同神，将这些事同神来拉上关系。
That in all these things, we would still be thankful. In all these things, we would still be connected to God.
虽然环境是消失，环境是灰暗。
And though the situation, the circumstances may be dark,
但是诗歌说，主会收去我们的眼泪，会给我们里面有安宁。
The hymn tells us that he would wipe away, take away all of our tears, and he would give us peace in our soul.
因此我们很感谢主给我们有这样的环境，在这个环境上面来学习。
So we thank the Lord that we have such a circumstance for us to learn this lesson.
更加感谢主给我们仍然有机会呢，一起的来到敬拜，一起来到思想，一起来交通学习。
And we thank the Lord also for us being able to come together to have fellowship, to think of these things and to have the opportunity to learn these lessons.
如果一阵有仲有时间嘅话，我哋先至再唱呢首诗歌。
If we have time afterwards, we can come back to sing this hymn together.
我交通就停喺呢度，咁以下嘅时间，弟兄姊妹。按着你的负担，将你的学习，将你的要交通的话，交通在弟兄姊妹中间。
I'll end my sharing here. I'll open up the time for brothers and sisters to take what you've learned, take the lessons to share among brothers and sisters.
I'd like to just share some simple words of reminder for myself.
我願意同大家分享一啲簡單嘅勸勉，咁呢啲勸勉主要係同樣係向我自己講嘅。
I was reminded of these phrases this week.
我呢個星期被有幾句嘅話嚟提醒。
At such a time,
我哋喺呢一個時代。
And all the more.
我哋更當如此。
At such a time, we know that phrase is from the book of Esther.
我哋活喺呢一個世代，我哋曉得呢一句話係喺以斯帖記嗰度記載嘅。
You remember those words in Esther when Esther spoke to Mordecai, and Mordecai replied to Esther, "Do you not know that you have been called to the kingdom for such a time?"
我哋記得喺以斯帖記嗰一度，以斯帖係問末底改，係點解要我活喺呢個時代？咁末底改係咁樣回答佢，你係活喺呢個世代就係為著呢一個嘅。
And it's found in Esther chapter 4, verse 14, and so that phrase there, that, and who knows whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. So that's in Esther chapter 4, verse 14.
喺以斯帖記4:14嗰度講，焉知你得了皇后的位份，不是為現今的機會麼？
Right, for a time such as this.
就係為現今嘅機會。
And so obviously in such a time we live today, perhaps many would be in a challenging situation and would not view it as any opportunity.
或者大家活喺現今呢個世代，可能見到嘅係挑戰，卻係見唔到機會。
Therefore, the words that are reminded for us, especially for the brethren who have been fellowshipping in the book of Hebrews recently, is the phrase, all the more.
所以，但係喺我哋呢個世代，特別嗰啲啱啱查完希伯來書嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋記得喺嗰度嗰個勸勉係我哋要更當如此。
The way that Gabriel translates in the Chinese is very good. We ought to, but it says there, for example, in chapter 2, verse 1 of Hebrews, it says, we ought, is what Gabriel is saying to, but the phrase is to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard.
希伯來書第2:1節嗰度嗰個嘅翻譯係講到，我哋當越發正眾所聽見嘅道理。That's
right. We ought to do it, but even more so, what we ought to do, we have to give all the more.
意思就係我哋當然要做，但係我哋做嘅時候要更加嘅嚟去正眾嚟去做。
And of course, we're very familiar with the phrase at the end of the book of Hebrews, near the end in chapter 10, when it tells us to exhort one another, and so much all the more as we see the day approaching.
我哋亦都係記得喺第10章嗰個話，我哋係要更多嘅去互相勸勉。 特別因為我哋見到呢個日子來到嘅時候，
we are I suppose for us being shelter in place started for us in the Bay Area in March, but as far as this matter of COVID, it is has been perhaps a year or more already of such a news when it began in the Far East.
这个新冠病毒在3月来到美国，大家当时都要居家令来去限制，但实在这个病毒已经开始了一年了，在亚洲那里开始。
And brothers and sisters, we are reminded the term that this situation we're in is called COVID-19.
大家都记得这个新冠病毒的真正名字是COVID-19。That's
right. So this is because it's the COVID in 2019. Now it's 2020. And if the Lord tarries, will there be any other terms in the future, COVID-21 or other terms of 21? We don't know.
大家都晓得这个COVID-19的意思，就是这个病毒是开始2019年开始的。大家要思想一下，如果主是迟延的话，我们会不会有另一种病毒是COVID-21，或者将来其他的病毒呢？
Nevertheless, whatever befalls us, even as the hymn reminds us earlier, we thanks to God for all things that he does provide, even at such this time.
但无论如何，就好像我们刚才所唱的诗歌，即使我们在风暴里面，我们仍然感谢主，即使我们活在这个风雨的时代。
If the Lord awakens us, then we are reminded of the opportunity wherein we live, whether for the gospel or for the building of the church, whatever it is, that would we not know we have been called to the kingdom for such a time as this.
我们实在愿意主来去叫我们醒悟过来，叫我们看见我们活在这个世代的机会，无论是在传福音，或者是建立主子的身体方面，我们都要被主来提醒，我们是活在这个世代，是为着这个国度的机会。
And as the word in Hebrews reminds us in chapter 12, it says that, wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, at the end of chapter 12.
在希伯来书12章28节那里讲，我们既然是得了一个不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神。
And the author also reminds us in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
在第十三章第十五节那里也提醒我们，我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那
So, brothers and sisters, I'm reminded that even at such challenging times, we need to give thanks to God all the more.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们即使活在这个充满挑战的世代里面，我们更当的来去将感谢赞美为祭来去献给神。
So, brothers and sisters, may the Lord remind us.
所以弟兄姊妹，愿主来去提醒我们。
As those who are called into his kingdom, translated into his kingdom.
我们是被迁去他爱子的国度里面。
Would we not realize that we have been called to his kingdom for such a time?
我们是不是应该看见 我们是为着这个世代，这个时代，来去被呼召，为着这个机会呢？
that by his grace we may serve him continually with reverence and godly fear.
我哋可以靠着佢恩典，我哋可以常常嘅系凭着嘅敬畏嘅心嚟去侍奉神。
And let us encourage one another all the more, especially as we see the day approaching.
我哋实在愿意彼此勉励，特别系当我哋看见呢个日子将到嘅时候，我哋更当如此。
Sharing here.
我交通就停喺呢一度。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
I'd like to share a few words of thanksgiving and encouragement.
愿意喺感恩呢件事情上与弟兄姊妹们分享。
It's been a very memorable year for me. I think for all of us, for certainly at least one particular reason.
今年是好值得纪念的一年。
I mean, besides the pandemic and all that comes with it this year, the reason why it's been particularly like a milestone for me and my family in this household is because 2020 was a year that was marked in my mental calendar.
今年是好值得纪念的对我个人来讲，并非是因为单单疫情。并且是有在人生的里程碑上面，我是牢牢的记住，一直的是认定这一年2020年。
2020 is the year that my youngest son turned 18.
2020年就是我的细仔，今年是18岁的一年。
And so...it's a milestone because I suppose it's a milestone for young people and families when we turn or our children turn 18.
对细仔个人来讲，或者对家人来讲，依日都系一个里程碑。
Because we think of it as it's a time of liberty and time of freedom, a time of independence.
因为你系从屋企里边可以觉得系自由啦。
I remember when all my children were born.
我记得我的其他孩子出世的时候。
I was very thankful for each one of them.
我实在是好为着他们每一个都好感恩。
And the Lord placed in my heart that with the arrival of each one of the sons, that I would come back to the house of the Lord and give thanks back to Him.
一个接着一个。主就提醒我要回到神的家去感恩，为着每一个。
So I did that 24 years ago.
我24年前做这件事。
22 years ago.
是22年前。
20 years ago.
20年前。
18 years ago.
并且是18年前。
And then I also did that 12 years ago.
并且是12年前。
I should clarify, you may think I have another child, but that's not the case.
你不要以为我有另外一个小孩子，并非如此。
I remember about 12 years ago, the Lord had placed on my heart and just reminded me, it's like another milestone.
12年前主在我心里面定立这另一个的里程碑。
The average age of my four sons was 9 years old.
在我四个小朋友四个细路的平均年龄是九岁。
So it was the halfway point. You may say it's a checkpoint by which they were halfway underneath our care and halfway out of leaving the house.
所以九岁是在我做爸爸的管理他们之下，并且他们十八岁自由之前的一个中间的一个点。
So here we are. I think I said 12 years ago. Yeah, that is 12 years ago. Here we are now, 12 years later, and the Lord has placed in my heart again those five times dating 24 years back and as recent as as 12 years back, insofar as learning to really offer my children and for my wife and myself to offer ourselves up to the Lord to be able to work within us.
眨眼就過咗24年啦，咁我同我太太最遠嘅係24年前，最近嘅係12年前，咁樣一直嘅嚟向著主感恩、仰望、交託。
And to be able to give thanks back to the Lord, and really even to learn to continue to look to the Lord to be the one who would lead us and provide for us.
一直嘅定睛仰望主，因为佢系带领并且系供应嘅一位。
So over these past 24 years, there's been a lot of activity in this household.
在过往24年，实在好许许多多嘅事情嘅发生。
Between giving baths, haircuts, preparing meals, taking them to school.
从对小孩子帮他冲凉、剪头发、煮饭、带他上学等等。
Earlier when the Lord had placed these words in my heart to share, I had calculated the number of times that we had done all these different events.
主要我分享这段经历的时候，我曾经的计过这样的简单的计一计。
And it really begins to stack up in not even hundreds, but thousands or even tens of thousands of times when you have multiple children.
你对这些小孩子这样的关怀，这样做这些小小的、微小的事情有多少次呢？哇，是真的过千万次。
So as I was considering all the times that we've spent on these various activities, it's very easy and it can become very comfortable to get into a routine.
并且你做的时候是很容易就好像惯了这样，做惯了，一直继续做。
And so now with the youngest one having just moved out this past fall to go to college, we've had to, and really for that fact, all of them having left.
到最小这个在上一季秋季就去大学了，就出了这间屋企了，就不单止是他，其他小孩子都是一样。
We've had to figure out some new routines.
我们就要建立一个新的routine，就是
we have to figure out what are the new things that we're going to do. How are we going to spend our time and how are we going to spend our evenings? What will we be doing on weekends, on Saturdays?
譬如是一个新的习惯，就是譬如他们不在家，那我们早上或者是周末，我们怎样用这时间呢？
And so it's really been a moment, I call it a season of change for us, a season of reflection.
是一个人生的，好像另一季就要开始了，要建立这个新的生活习惯。
That really, first of all, as we reflect and we consider it, we're really thankful. We're thankful for how the Lord has led us all these years.
第一样的就是要向主感恩，在过往这么多年来，他怎样的保守带领。
And not just in my own blood family here, these 24 years, but even just as much, and if not even more so, in the family of God.
不单止是在过往24年对我个人的家庭，并且是神的家里面的弟兄姊妹们。 一起要感恩，
because we know that we are those who are born of the Spirit.
因为我们是从灵生的，
and we are not just merely born of the flesh.
我们不单止是有一个肉身的身体。
And so the Lord calls us into something that is really greater, something that is more than just what we necessarily see and feel and touch and taste.
所以主对我们的呼召是高的，因为我们是从灵生的，是属灵的。And
so the Lord really calls us into his household to be able to serve and to be able to worship him, to be able to know him, to be able to experience him and express him.
就主呼召我哋喺神嘅家里边一同嘅嚟服侍、嚟配搭啊、嚟啊彰显表达主、敬拜主。
So I'm so thankful that we, my family, have been able to experience this.
我就好感恩，因为我个人并且我嘅家人都一同嘅能够咁样去经历呢一样嘢。
And that we've been called together, all of us, all of you here this morning, all of those who we've worshiped together with all these years, that we've been called together into the household of the Lord.
并且我哋，我同埋我家人，并且系所有嘅弟兄姊妹们，我哋一同都系被神咁样呼召去做呢件事情。
So I was particularly thankful that the Lord arranged and permitted us to be able to study the book of Hebrews in this particular time during this particular season of reflection and change.
特别嘅系向神感恩，因为主喺呢一段嘅特别嘅时期里边，俾我哋去应时嘅话语，就系从希伯来书叫我哋咁样读过嚟。
And of course, this was at our Friday night times.As we've been able to study the book of Hebrews.
当然是在星期五的查经聚会上面。
Because the book of Hebrews really asks the question and provides the basis in so far as why is it that we are worshiping? What are we worshiping? And is it good enough? Is it going to change?
因为希伯来书喺度就咁样嘅问我哋呢一啲嘅问题，我哋点解要敬拜？我哋系向边个敬拜？我哋系咁样敬拜系到几时
？Because this is what those early Jews, these early Jewish believers in that first century, were going through as they were considering their newfound faith in Christ Jesus.
因为呢一班信主嘅犹太人喺第一世纪里边。
And so likewise, it is something that comes to my mind then as I go through this time of change.
是主是对他们的一些的挑战。对我个人来讲，现在我这样的新的一个开始的改变。
And I think it's even more relevant for all of us because this is something that is out of our control. This time of change, it is all happening occurring upon us without really necessarily our say.
并且在我们经过的这个特别的时势里面是完全不在我们掌握之中的，是这一本书是对我们也都是绝对是应用得上的。
So if nothing else, then this pandemic has forced us to really consider what is it that we really value? What really is that is essential in our lives? What is it that we really want to pursue after?
这个疫情发生，叫我们更深切的想，我们做基督徒是为了什么呢？我们在地上活着是为了什么呢？
So in this year 2020, the Lord has given unto me a double dose of reflection.
今年2020年，主是有双重的对我有提醒。
Through both what is happening within my family and then also through what is happening in this world.
不单止是我个人生命家庭里面叫我的去反思，并且在人生上面因着这个特别的时期，我也都要更深的去反思。
So I'm so thankful for the Lord and for the word that he gives to us and for the brethren as we're able to spend time in fellowship with one another.
主向我说话，并且有弟兄姊妹一同的交通。
Because the Lord reminds me through his word and through you all that he is more than sufficient.
因为主藉着他的话并且弟兄姊妹们的劝勉，就告诉我主是够用的。
that he is just not a way or a new way or the old way, but that he is the living way.
主并非是单单一条道路，是以往过去的道路，它是一条又新又活的道路。
And we also recognize that there is no better way, that he is the only way.
没有另外一条路了，主就是唯一单单的路。
And so the Lord has these words of encouragement for us all today, even as he did for these Jewish believers 20 centuries ago.
主不单只是在第一世纪对于犹太人说话，并且今天要我们说这番应时的话语。
And there's one particular phrase that is used multiple times throughout the book of Hebrews.
在希伯来书有一个词是频频的出现。
And that is the words of encouragement, let us.
这个就是英文的就说 let us。中文翻译呢就是当起来。
Let us be diligent to enter that rest.
当起来殷勤的积极的进入那安息。
Let us hold fast our confession.
当起来守住神的应许。
Let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace.
当起来毫无惧怕的来进到施恩座的面前。
Let us press on to maturity.
当起来进到完全成熟的地步。
Let us draw near with a sincere heart.
当起来靠着诚心来进到主的面前。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope.
当起来守住我们这个指望。
Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
当起来我们的彼此的来眺望怎样的发出这个爱心。
Let us lay aside every encumbrance.
当起来抛弃所有前累我们的人事物。
And let us run with endurance the race that is set out before us.
当起来奔跑那摆在我们前面的路程。
So in these times of change, together, we need to remember his words of encouragement.
在这个特别的时期里面，我们需要记得这些神的劝勉的话语。
May we really be able to take hold, and not just on an individual basis, but as a corporate basis together, that we would really lay hold of him who laid hold of us.
不单只是个人里面，并且在团体与弟兄姊妹生命里面来守住神给我们的。
And that we could even consider and grab hold of even one of these many let us phrases.
思想并且守住我刚刚所提起的其中的一个当起来。
And it will serve us well as we serve the Lord together.
就会对我们属灵生命上有益处了，当我们侍奉神的时候。
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. So I'd like to share something that could be a little bit premature.
願意同大家分享，咁我分享嘅內容可能未係預備好嘅。
Maybe another way to put it is I'm in the middle of this situation.
或者意思就係我所交通嘅仲未有一个结局，而家仲系发生紧。
So I'm in the middle of this turmoil or accusation.
咁我仍然喺呢一个被指控呢个情况底下。
So this happened about 4 weeks ago.
咁呢件事情系四个星期前发生。
So because I'm in the middle of this, I think I will not sharing the detail of this injustice or accusation.
咁因为我仍然喺指控嘅里面，咁我唔会分享太多嘅详情。
But I would like to share what I am learning in the Lord.
但系愿意同大家分享喺呢件事情上面，主系教导我学咩嘅功课。
And you know, I believe that the Lord has orchestrated everything in our life so that we can experience Him in a deeper way.
咁我相信神系叫万事都互相效力，叫我哋能够更加嘅深入认识主自己嘅作为。
So, and I know many of us has experienced injustice, accusation, suffering.
咁我相信大家好多都经历过一啲唔公平嘅事情或者一啲嘅指控。
And I'm sure we know if there's a way you can get that corrected, but sometimes you're on the other side of it that you feel like you're being victimized.
咁有啲时候我哋可能晓得有啲嘅方法嚟去纠正佢，但系有啲时候你就好似成为咗一个受害者。
So, and the Lord is always very timely, the way He will strengthen us and to help us to lead on Him.
神係會隨時嘅將力量賜過俾我哋，使我哋喺佢嗰度得到力量幫助。
So just very recently, we're studying Genesis in chapter 16 and 17 and 18.
咁啱啱最近嘅日子，我係讀到創世記十六到第十八章。
So many of us are very familiar, but I just want to share what some of the words from this chapter has shown me. You know, the Lord Himself and how He strengthened me.
相信大家都好認識當中嘅故事，但係我願意同大家分享當中有幾節嘅經文係對我好有幫助嘅。
So in chapter 16 is talk about Abraham and Sarah's handmaid Hagar.
咁喺第十六章嗰度講到亞伯蘭同撒來嘅侍女夏甲。
And because Abraham and Sarah cannot have a child, so they ask or they used the servant Hagar to become Abraham's to go in with her and to have a child.
咁因着亞伯蘭同撒來佢不能生育，咁佢哋就利用佢哋嘅侍女夏甲使佢成為妾侍，等佢哋可以得一個兒子。
And Hagar was conceived.
咁夏甲就生咗一個兒子。
And we know the story that there were conflicts within the household.
咁我哋就見到因著呢件事情，咁佢哋家就開始有啲嘅衝突。
And Hagar ran away from Abraham and Sarai, and she was in the wilderness.
咁夏甲就要從亞伯蘭同撒嗰度逃離，咁佢就要嚟到呢一個曠野裏面。
So the angel of the Lord found her, and in verse 11 it said,
咁佢嚟到曠野裏面，咁喺第十一節嗰度講，神嘅耶和華嘅使者就喺曠野嗰度揾到撒甲。
And it said here, you are now with child, and you will have a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard your misery.
咁耶和華使者就咁樣同夏甲講，你如今懷孕要生一個兒子，可以叫他起名叫以實瑪利，因為耶和華聽見了你的苦情。
So the Lord heard our misery, our need.
所以主係聽見我哋嘅苦情嘅。
And the meaning of Ishmael is God here.
以實瑪利這個名字的意思就是神聽見。
So in verse 13, and Haggai gave this name of the Lord to Ishmael, who spoke to her. And he said, You are the God who sees me. For she said, I've now seen the one who sees me.
咁喺第十三節嗰度，夏甲就稱那對他說話耶和華為看顧人的神，因而說：在這裏我也看見那看顧我的嗎。
So I'm strengthened to be reminded that no matter where you are, the Lord sees your heart.
所以我就被呢啲話嚟去鼓勵。因為我曉得無論我們活在什麼地方神是看見是聽見的。
And then it's also very comforting chapter 17.
在第13章那裡也都有17章那裡也都有一句話是使我很平安的。
Because sometimes in our life when we're facing a different situation,Our faith can be challenged.
因为在我们人生里面，当我们去面对不同的困难，我们的信心可能被挑战。
Abraham and Sarah, they lost faith in the promise of God to give them a son.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉，他们对神是小信，他们没有相信神。向他们的应许就是有一个儿子从他们生出来。
So in chapter 17 and 18, we can see that the Lord reappeared to Abraham. And he spoke to him to strengthen his faith.
在17章和第18章那里我们看到主亲自的再一次向亚伯拉罕和撒拉来去显现要去坚固他们的信心。
So in 17, verse 1, it said, When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty.
亚伯兰年99的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说，我是全能的神。
And he said, Walk before me and be blameless.
你当在我面前作完全人。
Some translation is say, walk before me faithfully and be blameless.
有些的翻译翻出来就是你在我面前要作一个充满信心一个毫无指责的人。
So the first thing the Lord reappeared to Abraham, he said, I am God Almighty.
当神来去再一次向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，第一句话就是讲我是全能的神。
I think it shook Abraham to the bone. Right away, he fell down and he worshipped the Lord.
我相信这一句话是大大的震荡亚伯拉罕，叫他是立刻的俯伏在神的面前敬拜。
Because when the Lord spoke, I am God Almighty.It just reminded Abraham that he had forgotten to trust God for on his promise.
因为当神来去同亚伯拉罕讲我是全能的神的时候，亚伯拉罕就晓得原来他忘记了这个神是全能的神，原来我是向他失信。
And then the rest of 17, the Lord reconfirmed the promise, the covenant, and their specific information given to Abraham to strengthen him.
咁喺其余嘅十七章，我哋就见到神系重新向亚伯拉罕嘅应许同埋向佢嘅约意思就系要重新嘅去建立亚伯拉罕。
But that was spoken only to Abraham.
但是这一段的话只是向亚伯拉罕讲。
But in chapter 18, we saw that the Lord revisits And this time is to strengthen Sarai or Sarah.
但是在18章那裡, 我們看到, 主自己再一次, 來去, 去向亞伯拉罕顯現, 而今次的目的, 是要, 堅固, 撒拉的信。
So the Lord appeared to Abraham as a guest.
在18章裡面, 耶和華是作, 三個的客來去向亞伯拉罕顯現。
So Abraham recognized them and he invited them and he put a feast to welcome them.
所以當亞伯拉罕見到這三個客人的時候, 他認得, 他們是, 他的主, 所以亞伯拉罕就邀請, 他們, 亦都為他預備筵席。
And in chapter 18, verse 9,
在第18章第9節,
the Lord said, as Abraham, he said, where is your wife, Sarah?
他們就問亞伯拉罕說, 你妻子撒拉在哪裡呢?
And Sarah was right next to the tent. She was listening to the conversation about the Lord's promise to have the son.
咁當時, 撒拉就喺, 帳棚嘅外面, 咁佢就, 係聽到, 呢三個人向亞伯拉罕, 重申神嘅約。
So in verse 11 of the later part of verse 10, Sarah listening at the entrance of the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I am worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure?
第10節尾嗰度講, 撒拉在那人後面的帳棚門口也聽見這話，亞伯拉罕和撒拉年紀老邁，撒拉的月經已斷絕了。撒拉心裡暗笑說：我既已衰敗，我主也老邁，豈能有這喜事呢？
In 13, it said that the Lord said, why did Sarah laugh and said, will I have a child now that I am old? And verse 14, is anything too hard for me, the Lord?
13節，耶和華對亞伯拉罕說：撒拉為什麼暗笑，說我既已年老，果真能生育嗎？ 耶和華豈有難成的事嗎？
Verse 15, Sarah was afraid, and she lied and said, I did not laugh. But the Lord said, yes, you did laugh.
撒拉就害怕，不承認說：我沒有笑。 那位說：不然，你實在笑了。
So in chapter 18, the Lord appeared to Sarah to strengthen her.
在18章裡面, 主是向撒拉來去顯現, 要去堅固他。
To show that he is an all-knowing God.
他要向, 撒拉顯明, 他是一個全知的神。
So the Lord is so graceful.
主實在是充滿恩典。
So many times, even when our faith is wavering,
即使我們的心在那裡搖擺的時候,
and he will reappear in our life in a very special way.
主就要在那一刻向我們顯現，是特別的來向我們顯現。
So the Lord will reveal himself.
主要向我們來去顯明祂自己的所事。
He's an almighty God.
祂是全能的神。
There's nothing too hard for the Lord.
在主裡面是沒有難成的事。
And he's also all-knowing.
祂亦都是全知的。
So this timely word has strengthened me.
這些合時的話實在是堅固我。
To help me to keep my faith during this challenging time.
使我在這一段, 充滿挑戰的, 時期, 使我能夠向主有信心。
So in Hebrew chapter 11, verse 1.
在希伯来书第11章第一节,
it's talk about what faith is.
在那里讲到信是什么一回事?
Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So in other words, I think another way to help myself to understand is faith is to be sure to know who God is and also to be certain of God's promise to us.
换句话来说，信就是要晓得神的结果时，亦都是要去相信神的应许。
So that's why we need to study the Word of God to know what who God is. He's the Almighty God. He's the all-knowing God.
所以我们要阅读神的话，我们要认识神，神就是那位全能的神，他亦都是那位全知的神。
And God also promised that to be children of God, that we under His care and His umbrella.
神的应许，亦都是向他的儿女，我们会得到他的帮助和关顾。
So I'd like to share with one verse. It's in Psalm 103.
最后同大家读一读 诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103, verse 6.
诗篇103篇第6节。
The Lord work righteousness and justice for all the oppressed.
耶和华施行公义。 为一切受屈的人伸冤。
That's a promise of God.
这个就是神的应许。
But certainly we don't know how the Lord will do it or when the Lord will do it.
当然我们不晓得是神要几时的成就，都不晓得他如何的成就。
And sometimes when the Lord tarries on his promise, are we losing faith or are we still trusting God?
但是当我们来去等候的时候，我们会不会仍然去依靠神呢？
But for myself, one of the lessons is I think sometimes when things are going very well, we feel we have no need, so on. I think it is like in the Bible when they talk about the seven church. The church of Laodicea is lukewarm.
咁对于我所学嘅功课，就系好多时候我哋人生好顺利嘅时候，我哋乜嘢都不缺，一切都有啦，我哋就会好似老底家教会咁样，变得不冷不热。
So one of the symptoms of being lukewarm is you thought you have everything and you don't really depend on God, needing God, leaning on God, and so you're not your prayer life become weaker and less.
咁呢一个不冷不热嗰个病征，其中一个病征就系我哋以为乜嘢都有啦，咁所以我哋就觉得我哋唔需要依靠神。 咁喺我哋祷告嘅生活里面，亦都变得嘅好弱。
So I praise the Lord during this challenging time because the Lord has helped me to learn to lean on Him, trust on Him, to come to Him in prayer, and it's just experienced God in a more personal way.
所以感谢主，喺呢一段咁挑战性嘅时期里面，我系更加嘅嚟去喺祷告里面，将我所需要嘅嚟去告诉神，使我能够更加嘅嚟去倚靠佢，更加嚟去与佢亲近。
So once again, praise the Lord that the Lord, sometime at a certain point, when the Lord felt that we need to draw closer to Him, the Lord will put together something in our life to strengthen us, just like with Abraham and Sarah. And because, you know, that's His promise and He loves us.
所以感謝主，我哋需要嚟去親近主嘅時候，主會用唔同嘅事情嚟去使我哋嚟去回轉過嚟，就好似喺亞伯拉罕、撒拉嘅身上面，佢係如何嘅嚟去將佢嘅應許，就係再一次嚟去叫亞伯拉罕同撒拉嚟去恢復佢哋嘅信心。
I'll end my sharing.
我嘅交通就停喺呢一度。
我哋感謝神，佢冇放棄我。Is my voice okay?
Yes, you're fine, sister. We hear you. We see.
Okay. 我哋感謝主，佢無論我哋軟弱，佢冇放棄我哋。I
thank the Lord. He did not forsake me. Even at times when we are weak, He does not forsake us.
佢係要將我哋 带翻去佢自己嘅心意嘅旅途。Desires
to bring us back into His heart's will.
我想交通一下我嘅失败。I
like to share somewhat about my failure.
但系喺呢个经历嘅里边，我同时经历到神嘅拯救、神嘅提醒、神嘅扶持。Yet
at the same time, I always also experience God's reminder, His deliverance, and His support.
I'd
like to share this verse with everyone found in Psalm 68, verse 19.
诗篇68篇19节.
The 68th Psalm, verse 19.
天天背负我们重担的主，就是拯救我们的神，是应当称颂的。Blessed
be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah.
天天背负我们重担的主。The
Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits.
就是拯救我们的神，是应当称颂的。
Blessed be the Lord, even the God of our salvation.
这一节圣经是我常常都用来到去同弟兄姊妹彼此的勉励。
This is a verse I oftentimes share with brothers and sisters as we encourage one another.
但是今次主是叫我经历了这一句神的宝贝的应许，宝贝的话。
Yet it is I this time who have experienced the preciousness of the Lord and the preciousness of His promise in this verse.
近来呢，我屋企呢，喺人睇嚟呢，就系一件好小嘅事。Recently,
at home, perhaps in others' view, it's a very minor thing.
喺人睇嚟呢，系一件好小嘅事。咁但系喺我嘅身上呢。
Perhaps to others, this is a very, very small thing, but as for me, it is actually a great thing. It has caused a lot of impact to me.
这一件事呢，叫我经历神自己，又睇到我系几咁嘅渺小，几咁嘅可怜。
Yet through this event, the Lord have allowed for me to experience Himself, to just see how small and significant I am and how pitiful I am.
我呢就好唔鍾意嗰啲蛇蟲鼠蟻。
Now I very much don't like the insects and the vermins and bugs.
老鼠, 蛇虫鼠, 乃鼠, 老鼠.
All these little critters like mice and ants, I very don't like them very much.
最近呢, 我的车房呢, 就发现了有老鼠。
Recently, then we discovered there were mice in the garage.
咁啊，李弟兄咧就冇